For many Texans, Austin can seem like a liberal bubble or an echo chamber where you could hear the same things over and over again. And what political insiders were hearing repeatedly was that Ann Richards was going to demolish George W. Bush. But outside Austin, at the rodeo in Llano, at the Dairy Queen in Tye, at the cooperative Cotton Gin in Roby, it was easy to find voters who simply no longer liked her. Maybe some never did. Maybe some had changed their view when she said she wanted to control their guns. There were rumblings that she had gone to Hollywood or to New York, that she was hanging out with too many people from the West Coast and the East Coast, or that she was entranced by her own aura and had just moved too far from what was really sacred in Texas. Meanwhile, Bush really was outworking her. He was there at more small-town chambers of commerce, the Lions Club luncheons, the Church of Christ picnics, and the Volunteer Fire Department barbecue fundraisers. He wore the rural Texas political uniform, denim work shirts and blue jeans and ballpark caps. He cracked jokes about the weather. He slapped backs and told Nolan Ryan stories. He never pretended to be intellectual. It wasn't in his repertoire. And for some voters, that had a certain appeal. Bush had spent part of his formative years in Midland, and he actually did know how to talk to the oilfield roustabouts, something that some inside the cloistered Richards orbit in Austin probably hadn't counted on. Near the November election, emergency meetings were being called by both sides to talk about the polls. The race was now a virtual dead heat and trending toward Bush. Rove had a feeling this would be one of his biggest coups and maybe the prelude to a national race. Bush was elected governor with 53.5% of the vote. Richards had 45.9%. Bush won almost 7 out of every 10 white voters. Richards won almost 8 out of every 10 black and Latino voters. In Austin, Rove received congratulations from around the country, including from candidates who wanted to know exactly how he had reinvented Bush and how he had beaten a charismatic artist like Ann Richards. Kay Bailey Hutchison also won resounding re-election to the U.S. Senate. Up and down the ballot, it was a bellwether moment for the Texas GOP. It marked the first time in Texas that Republicans had the governor's office and both Senate seats. At Schultz's, the old German beer garden and eatery in Austin, Molly Ivins and Richards sat in the ancient booths and tried to figure out what the hell had happened. Richards's aides were pondering if she really had gotten too far out of touch with the humble populism that had won her the governor's office in the first place. Or maybe it was more than just Richards losing. Maybe it was the full realization of the Republican Revolution in Texas. "I may have lost the race," Richards said after the defeat, "but I don't think I lost the good feelings that people have about me in this state. That's tremendously reassuring to me." Friends said, though, that she was stunned to have lost to a member of the Bush dynasty, especially one who wasn't born in Texas and hadn't been elected to anything before. She had risen to prominence after she lit Bush's father on fire at the Democratic National Convention. Her silver foot takedown of Bush's old man was still being quoted. She had seen her campaign, her administration, as a bastion of progressive and populist politics in Texas. She had become the steward of a party that had once been the most racist and right-wing in the state's history, but had evolved through the political spasms of the 1950s and 1960s into a kind of modern-day version of the Reconstruction-era Republicans.